Hi everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. We're talking about the trading bot, the cryptocurrency that we've always had. First thing, I'll be putting the pricing back to where it should have been. 250 for the trading bot, cryptocurrency, Python 3 course. Get more info here at the quantlabs.net. Quantlabs.net algo situation. All right, so let's talk about the cryptocurrency, where it was at today. This is where it's at. It seems to be kind of back to normal. This is since midnight, so we're just about 12 and a half hours in since last night, Eastern Standard Time. The P&L is always low. The win-loss ratio is at 92%. Now, remember, we have 50 positions or rows. And the return is 5.38% since midnight. So that's pretty good. That's kind of the normal that I'd like to see. But I want to show you yesterday where things were at. So if you come under here, under the track record, as you know, I do record the last 10 days of this thing. And if the Forex strategy I just posted the details on the previous video, you will might start seeing the Forex as well for 10 days worth. So this is a 10 days worth of video of P&L for the crypto strategy, and it's using Binance. So if I download it, which is freely available front and center on the website, you don't have to go through no cryptic way. The reason I do that is because, again, I'm very confident in this, but what I'm going to show you is what is looks like to appear the weakest day I've had since I started doing this in the last pretty close to 3 months. I started this strategy about mid-December, and we're just on our first day. Hopefully, have some decent successes with the Forex. Uses the same trading logic. So let's look at the first P&L overall and see the performance. Hopefully, you've seen some of my past videos here. Date, so this is for March 21st. The P&L that will bump up as we move up, but here's the key: 71% win ratio for this column. And you can see here, this is absolutely our weakest day. For a good chunk of the day, it was negative, but it did come climb back. I have reported that there are about drop volume of 4.6, 4.1, 4.1 daily return. You think that's a failure? Because when you get returns like this, daily returns of 31% or double digit returns, you think that everything's falling apart. But it seems to be, as you know, very volatile based upon the politics of cryptocurrency pairs, and just news events, sometimes just random crypto pairs that get driven up. For instance, this 11.48 a few days ago was driven because of something going on in a crypto pair or cryptocurrency called Ontology, and it just drove it up to double digit. Here, this was mostly Ethereum Classic against Ethereum. This went really crazy, mostly negative, and that's what drove down with some major losses. So today, again, this is where we're at. I haven't really looked at it, but it looks like Neo is a factor there for today. So that's what's happening. I think things may be somewhat back to normal on Binance because of the drop volumes, but that's what I'm hoping. As I said, I will be, if you go into the store right here later today, I'll be dropping the price back of the trading bot to the 250, this one right here, as well as I'm gonna start looking at Forex trading signals for this service, the Quant Analytics, and drop the price back to what it was before, $97, which will include the odd crypto trading signal for another crypto strategy that I've got. I don't really talk about, but it is somewhat po profitable, and then the the Forex as well. So that's where we stand. Just wanted to bring you up to date on that. And don't forget, we will have an event this Monday on the 25th of March, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking about the tweaked and optimized for extreme strategy that may be working. I never say it is, but when you have the first testing session of about 70 plus percent win ratio, and yesterday for about 15 hours worth of about 74% win ratio, that's pretty good. So that's where everything stands, and we'll leave it at that, and we shall talk to you later about that. Got questions? Let me know. We'll talk to you later. Bye.